everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Vibes and Whatnot with Yossi. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about guy codes. I know people are like, what does a girl know about guy codes now? So that's why I've brought Adetono Gray on the podcast. All about guy codes, everything you need to know about guy codes. So AG baby,
yes,
how you doing?
I'm good. Then go got your introduction. All right, welcome to my call me now.
Okay,
hello there. Guys, my name is Adetono Gray, aka okay. Yoruba Angel. About girl, Yoruba land. I actually enjoyed the last episode you did. It was good. And thanks for having me on today's show. Yeah.
It's nothing. I mean, I'm a girl now. Wait till I sabi about guy codes.
I have to be spilling the secrets. So I have to apologize to the guys that are listening to this.
So that they'll bounce on you. They'll be like, why this guy?
I'll be giving out the major ones. Just, Thornton. Hey, man, they're not going to crucify me.
Okay.
Just a little.
All right. All right, guys. So guy codes are those sacred codes by which guys live their lives. For my girls out there, just so you know what we're talking about. Sometimes the rules can be as simple as protocols on who gets the last beer in the fridge, or it could be very, very complicated.
Yeah,
like
who drives the drunk person home and stuff like that.
Yeah, or don't date a friend's ex. Those are some of the guy codes that Tono and I will be talking about on the podcast today. So I brought AG, that's Adetono Gray, to shed more light for us on these codes. Do you understand? So before baby, I'm sure some girls are eager to hear these codes.
Yeah. So I'll be giving you three points.
Instead of giving us 3 points.
You know this new guy on IG, Shank. I'm actually imitating him now. Give you 3 points.
So
first, you sanitize your hands. You sanitize your ears now.
Okay, Shark Comics. All right. So give us the codes.
All right. So for the first one, I didn't really, number it. It's just random. So I'll be talking about the controversial ones. So build on it and stuff.
Okay.
Your sister's friend is off limits.
Why? Your sister's friend
is off limits. I know a lot of people might actually see this as, okay, I don't want to follow it. I feel unless you intend on marrying her, we haven't gotten to the stage of marriage now, but let's just try and put ourselves in that position. I feel if anything happens, your friend would have to choose the family. Family comes first.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And it would kind of ruin the relationship your friend has with the other, with his partner, rather. Do you understand? Or, so your sister's friend is off limits.
That's some serious shit. But what if hear me out? What if that person, like, I mean I know your sister.
Yeah, I understand.
So what if
most of these rules you shouldn't really put it to your head. You understand? Let me break it down. Because you only use the one that applies to you. You understand?
Okay.
Just because a rule says you have to do this, you will not be like, okay, let me just do, because the community has just imposed it on us. You understand? For me to say my sister's friend is off limits, I can make exceptions. If I see the kind of person my friend is, you have to be in a squad, you understand? And in every squad, there'll be the O, there'll be the responsible guy. It'll be the one who drives us home while being drunk, you understand? So I can make exception for a particular person.
I think I'm understanding.
Responsible. You understand?
Yeah, you feel like if the guy is not responsible, like if it's the whole of the group, it should not.
My sister is off limits because he's an heartbreaker. So that's it.
But if the guy was more responsible, you would be willing to make an exception for him.
Yeah, and it would have to convince me.
Oh, okay. But hear me out. What if this person that is a hoe now, for example, what if your sister is the one that changes him? That's one. Two, what if the one you think is responsible is the one that now acts up? I mean, what do you do in that kind of situation?
First, I feel you can't really change a person in that kind of situation. Like, okay, my sister likes you and she wants to tell me, I'll be the one. Like, okay, let me rephrase the question. She's going to change him while they're talking, or she's going to make promises to me that I will change him?
No, I mean, I feel like he could change while he's talking to her. But if you find out that he's even talking to her, and you know that this is the whole of the group, you might not want to allow it happen. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
The conversation ends immediately. Yeah. Like, cut all ties, bro.
So that's what I'm saying now. That what if it is while they are talking that he changes? I mean,
the thing is,
and
as a guy in every squad, just like I said, you have the O, and most of those O attitudes and codes, you would share it with the guys. You'd be like, "Oh, if you want like land this babe, sometimes you gotta pretend." Yeah. So I won't be like too convinced. I'll feel he's just trying to pretend to get into our pants. You understand? Bring up the old good boy, and so it's still a no go. Even if he's going to change, it's still a no go. You just let another person change you, then you can come back. For the good guy, I would actually be so disappointed if I later find out that the one I think was the good one, it's now the I want to make gone. Okay, because let me use my sister as an example. We're very close. She shares most of her stuff with me. If stuff's happening, if she's going through this and so you now come and be telling me that this guy broke my heart, we're crying. And my sister, if she's like that, anything she wants, you have to do it for her. I want to buy this. I want to do this. So you have to do it just to clear the whole thing. So if I find out that the good guy is now the OR, I'll be paying though. I'll be paying. And our relationship might not be as smooth as it was.
Okay. True. I dig that.
These rules are just, they're just rules created by people. So we shouldn't live with it like with all importance. Although it is important. That's why I said choose the one that applies to you at a particular time. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, if you have any more questions on that, I'll be willing to answer.
No, let's put them off for now. The second code.
This one. This is going to be funny. This is going to be funny. And actually, should I say educated? Because a lot of people don't know that it is weird, but they do it. You have to avoid all uncomfortable urinal confrontations. I mean, great about a talk. Mama, soon, mommy. Yes, if you go to maybe places like cinemas, restaurants, there are buffers. People don't know what they call it. It's called a buffer. You leave a space, go to the next one. You understand? There should be a space in between as a guy. Go,
Okay. Okay, so what you're saying is you do not want to see another guy's genitals while you're peeing.
And you know, if you want to pee, you do this. When you're done, you do this shake. So it feels weird if you are doing it beside me. Like, what the fuck? Sorry for cussing. So you should avoid it. No matter how comfortable we are. I'm serious. Some people find it very uncomfortable.
I think he
has this. He's straight. The friend is straight. Oh, I don't know what he does behind my back. But to the outside world, he's straight. You understand? But he gets advances from gay guys.
So
that kind of person, if that kind of person is in the group, you now want to pee while you're sumo, you would want to think maybe you are eyeing him too. But then it makes sense. I'm sure I'm not the only guy that feels this way. Everybody that's going to listen to this thing, they're also going to give comments on it. So that's the second
point. I'll look forward to comments, honestly, because I didn't even know this was a rule.
It's a rule.
Guys, now if you want to pee on the side of the road, they go
You know, that's a different case. I'm saying maybe we are in the cinema and one of us, two, has to pee. You know, I lost my mommy, bro. Don't come near me. So that's peeing on the road is different. And even while peeing on the road, don't come near me. You understand?
Like it.
Yeah, so for the third one, these rules don't actually have numbers. They just come up with it and be like, if it is generally acceptable, if it can apply to this person, like more than one, then they just feel, okay, since it's acceptable, we can make it a rule. So it really doesn't have numbers. It goes as long as 50. Some people will be like, hey, you can't do this, you can't do this. You have to be a wingman. You understand the basic ones now? You have to be a wingman.
Yeah.
You have to be, you know, there are plenty. You have to go and research them. So for a lot of people who want to know more about the guy codes, there's Google, there are even podcasts for it. So you can also check them out. And yeah, so for the third one, this one is like the most controversial of all.
Huh.
It's the most controversial.
If you find your
friend's girl cheating on him, you have the right to tell him. You have to tell him. Some people were, maybe, let's take for instance now, there are cases where you would tell your guy, and if he finally settles with his girl, you'll be the Judas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was. I know, I took the words right out of your mouth. You'll be the Judas. Let me explain. It's just like the first one. Like if the guy is good and stuff. So this one, you know, before your guy enters a relationship, you would introduce the girl to this crew, be like, ah, this is my new girl, blah blah blah. If it be girl, we say, I don't hear scores before, so you understand that kind of thing. But your guy is in love, and you know what they say about people that are in love, you cannot really advise them to be entering one ear and coming out from the other. So if you see that, okay, maybe you have to cut you, he does not want to hear, and you finally catch her red and dead, say yes, confirm. You have the right to tell them. With evidence, so you can't just go and use your mouth. With evidence. You understand? But if maybe when she was introduced, you like her vibe, and a lot of people can cheat. It doesn't matter if you've been a hoe before. You understand? Mm-hmm. You can cheat due to him not giving you attention or whatever. But at least as a guy, you have the right to tell him. The guy, now waiting this baby to do for your back. And if he's the responsible one in the group, Leo, you understand? You feel okay, he does not deserve this. He has always been loyal. If he's the he doesn't have one girlfriend in here. That's why they call him the So call him one girlfriend. If he's the responsible one, you have the right to tell him. And if they said to, if you want to be the Judas, it's part of being a friend. That's one of the sacrifices you have to make. Because you guys are supposed to settle. You understand? If he settles with his babe, and maybe he comes at you saying, guy, you won't spoil our relationship. As someone that is trying to look out, you understand? That's the person giving out the rules or making sure those rules are intact. It's probably like the family root. It's the root of the friendship. You understand? Okay. Like the person who brings them all together. So as that kind of person, you have to be extremely patient. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because he's going to lash out, fine. He's still going to calm down. He's your guy. Then you make him see reasons why you did it. That you're not trying to be a Judas or you're not trying to betray the friendship. You're just simply looking out for him. And for a guy who has calmed down and he's not with his babe at that point, would understand. And you just maybe buy him a beer or something. You guys can talk it out.
But then the girl will never ever like you again. I mean, like, you guys can never be close.
You can also work it out with a friend. It depends on the girl, like I said. You understand? Mm-hmm. It depends on the girl. If she's maybe someone you've heard her scold before, and maybe she has this nonchalant attitude, that's someone you can't eat. She's going to eat you. You have to deal with it. Because you never liked her from the start. You understand? But if it's someone you liked from the start, you liked her vibe and stuff, and you later find out she did that thing, you can also work it out with the girl. It will take a long while before the girl can like you. You understand? But you should have your way of saying, okay, well, I didn't mean it this way. I'm just trying to look out for my guy. Stuff like that. You guys will come to an agreement. But girls, they won't still like you regardless of what you do. But at least just try to keep the whole thing smooth. Oh, you must already learn. But the guy, your own friend does not, you cannot bring it to the group. Yeah. I talk about this person. Be they don't. Everybody is hypocrite. Be they don't. So... that's just it.
Wow, that is a whole lot. I mean, I didn't even know some of this. I didn't even know any of these rules.
I'm still apologizing to the guys. I'm all Bruno. I'm all Bruno. I was just like, wait, what's your... So, but it's everywhere. So you really can't blame me. You can just go to Google and write that. You see everything there. Who told you? I researched it. So all the girls, you people researched it. No, it's not a date on a grid. I told you. So
it's edgy baby. Edgy baby is happy.
Edgy baby is still your baby anyway.
Alright.
So I'm just going to do small ones. You have to be a winning man. You have to be a winning your guys. Maybe you guys are eating up club and in get beat. You can see another shima where you know, one night stand shit. You guys be. Okay, my guy. For him to achieve his purpose.
I'm not even ready for this conversation. So it is cool as a guy to do one night stand at a bar and you'll be the wingman. But if you see the girl doing it, you'll run and go and tell your friend that.
Okay. You know, girls also have their codes. In a squad, I'm very sure that this also applies to the girls. You can see a guy that, guy is getting money. For me, you just carry us, come on. That kind of level. I've lived with girls too. They'll say, this guy is coming to take us out. You have a serious relationship, and it's taking you out. None of the girls will go and tell your guy, the boy's friend, that this person carries come out. It looks like she's cheating. It can't happen. So the way it is for the girls, that's the way it is for the guys. You understand?
So that's your excuse. What this is good for the gander?
The girls too also have to come up. The girls too have your excuse. So I feel that's the way of life. I guess day for my guy. You understand? I guess day for my guy. But you know, some guys are not really the type. If they're in the relationship, they will not want to cheat.
Yeah.
So if I say, okay, you get in the relationship, but you want one, it is my duty. As per se, I mean, gets passed for the group. So I'm trying to keep everyone in check.
Maybe, wow.
Nothing leaks, nothing, you know, you understand? So I guess be my guy, wingman. And maybe if the girl, for instance, now I want club. The girl now calls. Yeah, where is Lagba Jao? You have the right to deny. Mobito, why? No, yes.
Wow. So you have the right to lie to the girl. And what this code that's getting more complicated.
You have to keep his reputation in check. You know, you don't have to. But you don't want to spoil his image to the girl. Maybe when they are just meeting, safe. You don't know. You understand? Because the guy, if they tell you that, I get this babe, you understand? But you are just meeting her. Maybe it's after you now meet, after like 2 days, around the club, she's now calling you, where's my friend? You cannot say he's in club. Never. You have to lie. No, you don't have to. I won't call it a lie. A wingman, not a lie. You know, that's the more better to switch English. You have to be a wingman.
You have to improvise.
I already want that. So that is it. You have to be a wingman always.
Girls, hope you are listening. So anytime you call your guy's friend and he's saying, I don't know where he is, don't believe him.
If he doesn't don't actually know where he is, problem is in you. But as a guy, these are things you should be on the lookout for. Try to keep your crew together. Be the sane one. And if you're not the sane one, listen to advices given to you. And there's one thing I would like to clear as well. You know, this thing is quite popular. Girls would be like, okay, fine, men are scum, women are scum, everybody knows, generally acceptable. But girls have this, girls usually spread this rumor. I still heard it today. Guys don't advise themselves that this girl, she's good, try a day with time, that kind of thing. People do it, guys do it. If you know just you see, you're saying you don't want to believe. You see?
I'm just, you know, trying to keep an open mind. Do you understand?
But even with the open mind, no, you're not sorry. Guys don't advise their fellow guys. Nah. They do it. They do it. So I'm a guy, so I'll know. And they don't advise me before. Because if I want to talk about my person, if you talk to you in one life because kind of people they listen to him. So I'm the receptionist. I was advised, this guy, don't let her go. This big brother, don't let her go. And it was helpful. I realized that, if I pursue it, it might make sense. It makes sense. Although he later ended in tears, no? But it was.
Yeah, good. But at least.
I enjoyed the moment. I lived in it. Yeah. So before they
all right, thank you for your honesty.
This is where I'll be stopping. This is where I'll be stopping. Yeah, I'm going to try, you know.
Okay.
I hope I was able to convince you and not confuse you, eh? Some guys are good too. So. Yeah. I really appreciate you having me on the show. It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
Of course, it's always a pleasure with me. I mean, I'm fun. What do you think?
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you for sharing with us some of your codes.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're really welcome.
It was really amazing. And I'm sure all the girls that are listening to this episode will say so too.
I'll also be on the lookout for the comments. And, you know, it is open. Yeah. If you want to criticize
send voice messages or send messages to me personally. Yeah.
And I'll forward them. I'm reaching for fine boy, you understand? I will reply as a guy.
Please.
No, they might want a guy's perspective. I've been the one talking, you understand? John Torrell, let me see.
You can reach him on Instagram as the Adeton Ogre. And that is
Adeton Ogre.
No bad.
Adeton Ogre. So I'll give you, you know, guy's perspective of if you want to counter my rule. You know, for any points you get. So that is it.
That's enough. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Yeah. God bless you. Stay tuned. Next Friday, another exciting episode. I'm not going to even leak what I'm going to talk about so that you guys can anticipate. Don't worry. Until next time. Bye.
Ciao.